Welcome to the Science Talks podcast. I'm trying to do a funny voice.
You nailed it.
I think so. Yeah. That was good. It was kind of good.
Yeah. It was quite different from your regular voice.
Yes, it was. Anyway, this is a podcast.
It is.
The Side Talks podcast. Talk about cinema.
I'm Corey Kraft. What's up, Ding Dongs?
Shout out to Rachel Morgan.
All the kittens and Corey heads.
Step on that bullshit.
I just got it in there. Don't worry about it. I got it in there.
Yeah, you did. Okay, well, let's get to it.
Let's do it. Let's talk about some movies, y'all.
Man, you are too square. I have to straighten you out.
I understand that I must be shocking to you.
Cut-o! Oh, Brando break. But you know who's taking over the Brando break this time?
Barbara Streisand?
Barbs.
Again.
Why not?
Sure.
I'm not done yet. I'm trying to think of like a, can you show tune this with me? I mean, wouldn't Barbara approve of that?
I can't imagine she would disapprove.
I'm not done yet. Anyway, here we go. I have taken her audiobook. I've taken a couple of chapters, actually, this time, a little mashup, a couple of chapters. And so that you don't have to read all seven chameleon pages of this thing, I've compressed it down to about a minute and a half for you as we continue through this very lengthy biography.
All right, here we go.
You see, I like facts. I'm not very good with typing. Never learned to type. I suddenly had a craving for coffee ice cream back in the 1990s. Actually, it was 1999. Am I a Babylonian queen or a basset hound? And the idea Barbara. Of just making something up really bothers me. I was going to the dentist again, you know, to get my teeth clean. I really get bored with myself. I thought, why is she still staring? Did I spill something on myself? Sometimes I'll just pick up a magazine in the dentist's office, for example. I'd rather stay home with my husband and my dogs. And then I realized, oh, yeah, I'm what's her name? Apparently, I also had a pharaonic profile and scarab eyes. But now I wish I knew how to type. I can spend hours taking photographs of my garden, a furious hamster. I'm not a very social person. I don't like to get dressed up and go out. There's one thing that's very hard for me to deal with, and that's lying. A sour persimmon. I have great respect for facts.
Oh, yeah. Faux shiz. Genuine.
What? Oh, my God.
What's up, homie?
Surprise, Michelle Williams.
How'd that get in there?
Oh, Michelle Williams jump scare.
Oh, wow. There you go.
What a delight, as always.
The moral this week is do not lie to Barbara.
Don't try to get one past Barbara.
Do not do it. That and definitely don't lie to her in a dentist office when she's getting her teeth cleaned.
Lord, no.
Oh, that's too much for her. Anyway, there you go. You don't need to read the book now. You got it.
It's time for mail call.
Mail call. We got some mail. We got emails. Now, this is a dusty email. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's our fault that it's dusty, but we're sharing it with you. And we would, let's just say this, we'd love for you to send us a non-dusty email. We promise to read it, podcast@sidewalkfest.com. And we'll probably, you know, if it's appropriate, which it's hard, that's a pretty high bar there, isn't it? We'll probably tackle it here on the podcast. So podcast@sidewalkfest.com. Shoot us an email. Tell us what you think, what you'd like to hear. We've got a, don't worry, if you emailed us, we've got a couple we haven't gotten to yet. But let's go with this oldie here, if you would.
Well, this is from September 29th, 2023, right after the Sidewalk Film Festival last year. I think this is an example of an email that you would find inappropriate. It's from a listener named Abby Sheridan. And this is going off of something that I experienced and I think I mentioned in the podcast at the festival. So this is the email. Hello, it is I, the person who accosted Corey in the lobby of the Alabama Theater to request What's Up Ding Dongs merch. Accosted is a strong word. I don't think it was an accosting. It was a, you know, a conversation across two floors, as I remember it. I was on the ground. You were Not. So anyway, sorry for the late reply. Well, that goes both ways, Abby. Don't worry about it. I am a binge podcast listener, so I catch up every couple weeks. So you'll catch this at some point in the next several.
That's fine with us.
That's fine. We appreciate all the listenership we get. If you'd like my formal request here, I think a sticker, a What's Up Ding Dong sticker, to be clear, would be a great low barrier entry point for merch and is also great advertising for the pod/cinema/festival if people put them on laptops, water bottles, etc. There would be so many What's Up Ding Dongs stickers everywhere. I mean, just a flood of them. What a remarkable image. It's like one of the visions that Paul Atreides has in Dune Part 2 as he sees his dark purpose play out in the future.
Would you put it on a Stanley, though?
A What's Up Ding Dong sticker? It would depreciate the value of the Stanley.
I know. Is that like a bumper sticker on a Bentley?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that. Anyway. I would also buy a normal Side Talks merch item if available. It doesn't get much more normal than What's Up Ding Dongs, in my opinion. Worst case, you can throw them in the donor gift next April, and Rachel can roast Corey about his pointless merch. It's a win-win.
It is a win-win, and I would definitely roast you up. You know what? If you email Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, at sidewalkfest.com, and suggest the merch, that would be cool, because even if we forward, she'll accuse us of she'll definitely accuse Corey of forgery. So
it's
better for a direct request, Casey at sidewalkfest.com.
Abby signs off this email with, from one of the many Corey heads and all around sidewalk fan.
Oh, Abby, don't be so sure.
Abby Sheridan, one of the many. There are literally dozens of kittens and Corey heads out there.
Ab, I'm disappointed in
you,
man.
Who want the What's Up Ding Dongs merch. And I feel like we have a God-given responsibility to give the What's Up Ding Dongs merch
to our listeners. Who's all like political and religiously weird right now? Corey. That's who.
I mean, you know, I'm just possessed
with
the clarity that comes with, say, Paul Atreides drinking the water of life in Dune Part 2 and unlocking his inner eye, being able to see into the dark sort of chaos of possible futures that even the Bene Gesserit fear to look into. I just read
that
book.
These are the worst connections.
I'm reading Dune Messiah.
Really, really terrible.
And I really am excited to see Dune Part 2 again. I'm just a regular old Dune head.
I feel like my t-shirt will just say, I'm bored, -Rachel. I'd buy that.
You should have that t-shirt, though. Anyway, that's probably it for the mail call.
But we're hoping to get more.
Yeah, unleash What's Up Ding Dong stickers across the galaxy like a jihad.
All those millions. Oh, my. Wow.
That's from Dune. It's political inherently.
Look, all merch suggestions, Casey at sidewalkfest.com, please, y'all. Send them Casey's way, and maybe we'll get some Side Talks merch and a podcast at Sidewalkfest for more communication, and we'll blast you out on the pod. Ooh, I didn't like that, though. I want to say podcast, I think. We'll blast you out on the podcast. That sounds better, doesn't it?
That was a better take. We'll use that take.
Yeah.
Brad, double the other one.
Wow.
No problem.
Well, thank you for listening to the Side Talks podcast. We're your own personal cinematic Kate Middleton and Photoshop.
Okay, I am familiar with this.
Photoshop. Oh boy, where is she? What do y'all think? What's going on with Kate Middleton? Is she okay? What's happening? Has the royal family got her in the basement? Like, what do we think?
I bet she's just at home, chilling,
relaxing,
just like
trying to kick
Jesus.
Trying to kick that crank habit.
I had like a private illness that I didn't want the world to know about.
Didn't want everybody to know I had D. I mean, it could be something that simple, y'all.
Right? Like, yeah, I had a really bad fucking stomach flu. I looked like shit.
And does she have a stunt double? That's the question.
Well, I think it would not shock. Like, you know, there's that whole, I think they made a movie about it. The whole thing where Saddam Hussein had like doubles to just pose.
Yeah.
At public events and shit like that. Like, I feel like most super wealthy people have that. Melania Trump damn sure fucking has a double, and you can find photo evidence of that on many well-respected Twitter feeds.
I bet you can. You remember when Saddam Hussein had the, it was like, you know, we have to have a sexy costume for everything. Uh-huh. There was a, I think you can still find it. Yes, you can still find it on Amazon.com. Yeah.
Whatever happened to that guy? You think he's ever going to make a comeback?
I don't know. Will that costume ever make one?
Oh, probably. I think enough time has passed.
Oh, boy. Sexy Kate Middleton.
Sexy. Wow.
Hot or not.
Sure. She's a nice looking lady. Come on.
But, you know, what about him? What about Prince Will?
Look.
What do we think? Hot or not? King Will.
The sort of...
That's a knot.
The sort of genetic swamp of not only like
drain
British royalty,
drain that
but
swamp,
that
bitch.
Whole gosh darn island. I don't even want to think about how many levels of, you know,
that's
inbreeding.
The real, that's the real Irish wish.
Oh, wow.
Talk about getting political.
Plant his ass in the grave and the Irish wish has come true.
I am British blooded and... Yeah, you hear me over here. Still angry.
Yeah, get their asses. Get their asses for what they did to Diana.
That's
even
right,
though this is her son, she probably would be partial. Anyway, let's end this.
I think before we get into any more trouble, we probably should. Because, you know, the royal family, they got ears.
There are a lot of, like...
Prince Charles got big ones.
Fans of the monarchy out there in listener land.
Yeah, oh, for sure. You know it. Anyway, Kate Middleton's probably safe and sound, everybody. Chill out.
Yeah.
Chill out. She's probably fine. But that photo was definitely Photoshopped.
Sure. Sorry. It was Photoshopped as hell.
Are you going to be Kate Middleton or are you going to be Photoshop?
I'm going to be Photoshop. The tools of image manipulation.
You've been hanging in there for a while and you're probably scraping up some money. Sounds pretty good. I'll be Kate Middleton. That's
all
cool.
Right.
That's fine. I mean, I don't love that concept, but, you know, I'd learn a lot about weird shit.
Yeah, you would. More than you'd care to, probably.
I am sure. But, you know, have some good dinner conversation. So be interesting. So there we are. Podcast at sidewalkfest.com. Send us an email. And thanks to Beltwell Studios, of course, of course.
Thanks, Brad.
You're welcome.
Visit us online at sidewalkfest.com or follow us on social media at sidewalkfilm. We have
Altman April
coming up. We have first run showings of Problemista and Late Night with the Devil. We've got a lot of exciting
shit. Very exciting series.
That's
that
right.
I cannot wait for, but it's a long time coming. And it's based on Karina Longworth's amazing podcast, You Must Remember This, and this, the Erotic 80s series and on her podcast. And we have 10 Erotic 80s films coming up. And I got to tell you, I am psyched out of my mind to see some of these on the big screen. We got American Gigolo. We got a 1979 to set up the stage, the film 10, and so, so many others. And it's going to go throughout the year. So rest of the year, I will say. So what do you think about that, Corey?
Yeah, that's excited. Pretty cool.
Body Double.
A lot of really great 80s erotic thrillers. I'm very excited to see Body Double on the big screen,
actually. Yeah.
That's one of my movies. So you want to check out all of those showtimes at sidewalkfest.com. Get your tickets. Hope to see you at the movies.
Batwell Studios Podcast Division. Your words... our expertise.